Welcome to The Clever Cookster, your source for everything new and noteworthy in the world of food and cooking. I'm your host, Kara Rota. We're joined today by Lily Dionjeronovich, the U.S. PR and Community Manager for Michel A. Augustin, a French cookie company determined to capture the hearts and taste buds of Americans. Welcome, Lily.
Thank you, Kara.
Before we get started, a quick word from our sponsor. Oprah Winfrey invites you to eat healthfully and happily with her extraordinary personal cookbook, Food, Health, and Happiness. Filled with 115 recipes for great meals and a better life, this visually stunning book showcases some of Oprah's favorites, from simple pleasures like unfried chicken and turkey chili to such celebrations of freshness as Tuscan kale and apple salad. With dishes created and prepared alongside her favorite chefs, Food, Health, and Happiness is a look at food as it should be. Feed your body and your spirit. Pick up the number one New York Times bestseller, Food, Health, and Happiness, today. I love the origin story for this company because it actually was these two guys, Michel et Augustin, who knew each other since eighth grade.
Yes, they really exist, and they're two wonderful guys who, they were friends from middle school, and both went on. They stayed friends, but kind of went on to do their thing. They both worked corporate jobs when they went into the job market after business school. Augustin went to work for Air France, and so the big French airline. And Michel came to work in banking in New York. And then they both felt this pull towards going back to a manual trade. They really wanted to, and they're both passionate about baking and about pastry. And so the first thing that they did, I don't know if you know this, but they published a first book together where they individually went around to all of the boulangeries, the bread shops and the pastry shops of Paris, tasting the baguettes, because they realized that, okay, French people are supposed to love and know their baguettes and the baguette is supposed to be king, but there were places where you got a really bad baguette, and there were places that had exceptional baguettes. So they were like, there is no, there's no one in the market, nobody, there's no book or guide or anything that tells Parisians where to get a good baguette. So they put together, the first thing that they did together, their first collaboration was a guide about the boulangeries of Paris. So they did that.
That's so funny because there's a book here that was sort of similar that a few guys went around and did that, but with pizza because of the New York, pizza shops
same
at every
deal,
corner.
The so cult it's sort of product. Yeah, exactly. And it was really well received. And then Augustin got his baking certificate, so he did an apprenticeship in a boulangerie making bread. I really decided it was important to go back to manual trades to really learn. Yeah, to learn a true manual trade, get his hands dirty, as it were, and then they decided that they, in a similar fashion, they wanted to go back to the source of French pastry making, but putting something on the grocery shelves that was completely non-industrial, that was made with good, clean ingredients, the ingredients that you can find in your kitchen. And they literally started in a kitchen. They started in Augustin's kitchen in the 18th arrondissement of Paris. So that's just behind Montmartre, in the north of Paris. And they literally started in a kitchen doing 300 trials of, a sablé cookie, like a shortbread type cookie, which was their first product, their first recipe. And, on 300 and something, number 300 and something, they found the perfect recipe, and they decided to roll it out. Ha-ha. No pun intended. And I really just thought about that. That's not like a fake pun that I got. And it's a real story of entrepreneurship as much as it is about pastry, because they, made the recipe, found the recipe, and then the two of them were door-to-door salesmen for a while with their cookies because they believed in the product and the recipe. They believed that people wanted to be finding these good, clean cookies on the grocery shelves. And so they started, account by account across Paris, taking over Paris one little store at a time.
And now the cookies have come to America. What were some of the challenges that you faced introducing the product to a U.S. market? What had to be adjusted and adapted, and what did you expect that turned out not to be the case, or vice versa?
Well, it's an ongoing process. So we've been around, to give a little bit of context, we've been around in France for 12 years. So the adventure began 12 years ago, and we're coming up on our second birthday in the U.S., so, and we have 100 products, around 100 products, over 100 products in France. And in the U.S., we have about 25 all of the cookie variety. In France, there's dairy products and puddings and juices and fondant, like a big brownies. And they're wonderful if you have a chance to try them. But in the U.S., so it's only cookies. So already it was a little bit more controlled. We were able to make some observations about what works well. We've realized that New Yorkers love their chocolate. Well, I mean, not just New Yorkers. We're nationwide, but we're really focusing on capturing the hearts and taste buds of New Yorkers. So, for example, we had a 4 cookie squares with raspberry and pistachio, which is delicious, but it just was not moving in the same way that the hazelnut, the chocolate and hazelnut one, or the chocolate and caramel, or the dark chocolate and sea salt cookie squares were moving. And then we also have, we bring in all of our cookies from France. So all the ingredients we use are super fresh ingredients that are local in France. We try and source as local ingredients as possible, but then the cookies themselves are shipped over here. There are certain recipes that we had to take off the market in part because it was so difficult to ship them and they'd fall apart or they'd be they were just logistics issues. So I'd say those are two examples of adapting to the U.S. market, but it's also a completely different system of distribution. I don't know how interested you are in all of that because we're talking about, but we should be talking about books. But
well, it seems like the hand sell has been just a big part of this brand story, both in France and in the U.S. The reason that I knew about the cookies is because our office is so close to Union Square, and there would be folks standing in Union Square handing out these cookies really personably and really excited about the brand. And the brand does have so much personality. It feels really quirky and individual-driven. Does that type of marketing work equally well in France and in the U.S.? And has it carried over, do you think, because it is so genuine?
Well, I'm so glad that you had that observation, because that's exactly what we're aiming for. It's a true adventure. It's a true, like, everything that you see is, there's nothing constructed. There's nothing superficial about it. The people who... I've never seen a company that is so friendly, that's full of such friendly people, and so excited about, going to work every day and living this entrepreneurial venture together, and those brand ambassadors as we call them in France, the troublions, the rascals in orange aprons that you saw. I mean, they're really excited about it, and they're excited to see. The story develop and to be a part of it, because it's true that every day we have a new account. We have new accounts. We're in new stores, and we have very good relationships with the store owners as well. But everything we do, it's as authentic as can be, just like, you know, the ingredients and just like and it was very much that made us stand out in France, because there were not such. I would say in the U.S. There's more of that than there is in France. Even like there are brands that are true stories of people working together and being excited about and being friendly. In France, it was completely different in the market to have a brand that was so transparent, that tells the story on a daily basis. That's a huge part of who we are. Is, you know, through social media makes it really easy, but really like sharing our story, our day-to-day. And actually, that's a segue into the book, the cookbook that we're coming out with, which has come out in France, about mastering the art of French pastry, is all about, is as much about pastry as it is about sharing our day-to-day adventure. So in the company, we are all in Michel et Augustin. We are, the idea is that our dream is to be 100% pastry certified. All of the employees in the company, all of the cookie cookies become pastry certified. And what does that mean? It means in France, you have a state pastry certification. So it's a diploma. You go through a set of courses. You have an exam that's administered by the state, very controlled, and you get your diploma. And that in France allows you to open your own pastry shop or work for a big pastry chef to do your own catering, that kind of thing. So it's essential. So we're all training, little by little, we're all training to become
pastry
chefs.
So everyone in the company, not just the people who work on actually producing the cookies, but everyone who works in the offices and administrative.
Exactly. The idea is that whether you work in finance, whether you work in logistics, whether you work in communications, which is my case, whether you work, whether you are a sales guy or gal, you are training because you know what goes into the innovation process. You know what goes into creating our pastries, our cookies, because we're all about spreading the French pastry know-how.
It's interesting because here I feel like the artisanal food market has blown up so much. There are so many small batch, handcrafted local producers that are really producing on a small scale. But what you're doing is sort of more of a traditional distribution system. It's a big company, but you're approaching it with that sort of artisanal handcrafted ethic. How has it been different competing with both kind of the big CPG manufacturers and the sort of small batch producers in France and in the U.S.
Yeah, that's a really good point. We are kind of in this niche position in terms of we're kind of between the two. Because yes, you find us in the supermarket. You find us in the cookie aisle. So the idea is that we stand out in the cookie aisle as being, a high quality, genuinely French product recipe. And a way of, sending your taste buds on a trip to France, as it were. We've started playing around with little lines like that we really like, because that's what it is. Like, you have a little taste of France just by going to the supermarket without having to spend what you spend to go to a French pastry shop. But we're not competing with them either. We love those French pastry shops. We are friends with so many of the French pastry chefs here in New York and are, facing similar challenges in terms of growth and visibility. And we are all for their presence here and they're spreading the French pastry love as well in a very real way. But yeah, so we've got this unique position in between the two where it's slightly more accessible in terms of pricing, but also in terms of distribution. It's still very fresh. We have a shorter shelf life than because we have zero preservatives in any of our products. So you got to snatch us up quickly, but still, yeah, available to a greater audience.
What advice would you give people who are starting small food businesses? What tips and tricks have been important to keep in mind or just challenges that you think consistently folks run into?
Yeah, I mean, I think that going back to the idea of everything being very genuine, I think that in France and in the U.S., what's the most important thing? It's the human relationships that build your, whether it's your brand, whether it's your, with distributors, with the actual store owners. I mean, we spend time on those relationships because they're important to us, not because we want to sell more product, but also because it's about interacting, learning from one another. I would say that you keep it as authentic as possible. But that goes for any market at all. In terms of other people getting started, I mean, we've found in the U.S. The big trade shows have been really great in terms of visibility and also making new friends. And what we do is we have a ton of ways of interacting with different brands who are doing similar things or very different things from us. We're constantly, everybody, again, from finance to logistics to communications to product to merch, we try and spend as much time as possible with other brands, learning, listening, finding out what they've done, sharing our experiences, in exchanging best practices. We invite them down to the banana farm, and actually you and your listeners are very welcome to come see us. We have an open house on the first Thursday of every month at the banana farm, which is the name for our offices, as you might have guessed, and it's at Carroll Street. And we also have other events with speakers. We had the creator of House of Cards, Bo Willimon, come speak to us in what we call the Smart Cookie Series, which is where we try and bring in people from all walks of life who are entrepreneurs, innovators, creators of all different kinds to just exchange experiences with us. So that's in a very similar vein of exchanging, learning from different sectors and just trying to do better. So I think that as well is we've learned a lot from our competitors and from our fellow food companies. So that's making sure you're exchanging best practices as much as possible is huge.
Thank you so much for talking with us today.
Thank you for having me. This was great.
The cookies are really tasty. You can check them out at Whole Foods. I've seen them at Starbucks.
Yeah,
or some other places.
Most of the big chains in the New York area and greater New York area, they're available. So you can find us in Fairway. You can find us in Gourmet Garage, in Gristiti's, in Union Market. What are some of the other? D'Agostino's, Balducci's, Stop and Shop, Shaw's going down the coast.
There you go.
And Whole Foods in the D.C. area and Northern California as well.
Excellent. So all over the place. And they are called?
They are called what? Michel et Augustin?
Mm-hmm.
Michel et Augustin. Michel and Augustine. As we answer the phone in the New York office, Michel and Augustine.
Well, check them out. They're really tasty. And tune in next time on The Clever Cookster, your source for everything new and noteworthy in the world of food and cooking.